Underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. Well, church, I guess I can't stop. You know, last time I thought I can stop underground preacher and, you know, let you guys just go on. But no. I think Holy Spirit has a different plan. He has a different agenda. So I'm going by Holy Ghost's agenda. And today we're going to talk about Promised Land. Oh, yeah. The Promised Land. And just yesterday, God came and told me, hey, let's go to breakfast. Just his son and his dad sitting down and eating breakfast. And then he asked me, is that so hard for you to accept? I said, yeah. She said, yeah. Yeah, I did. It was hard for me to accept. Because I was like, okay, God, here is the problem. I don't understand what's going on. You've been coming to me for how many years? You come and you tell me, let's go out and eat. Let's go to dinner. Let's go to the mall. Let's go buy some shoes. Let's go buy a new car. Let's go do all that. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. You, the creator, you, yeah. But we do all that on credit cards. We go take debts to do all that. And I'm like, all this time, you're doing that. And you're not paying it off. We're still paying on this stuff. And we're not paying them off. We're just accumulating more. I'm like, okay, what is going on? What is really going on? I don't understand it. I say, yeah, I can go. But I don't know if I can enjoy it because that's what you're asking me to do. I don't know what you're asking of me, Dad. Long story short, later on that day, we went out to dinner. And that's when things started clicking. Okay. I started understanding that it's not the credit card. It's like a desert he was taking me through. And actually what he was doing, he was teaching me how to enjoy life. And the desert of the credit cards and all that is me learning to trust him. Because the thing that most of us don't understand is that mentally, spiritually, financially, most of us are in Egypt. Because you know when you read the Bible, the children of Israel, when they were in Egypt, they were slaves in Egypt. Most of us are in that state, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially, enslaved to debts, credit cards, our lifestyle, however we want to call it. And until the day God decided to come and free us out, because we can't free ourselves. And when God frees us out, he takes us through the desert, just like he did his children, because we need a transition. Often we think, how good would it be for God to come and free you out of the house of bondage to take you to the land of freedom? We see it as a good thing. Yeah, it is a good thing. But we miss the transition, the mentality, the mind change that needs to take place. Because as a slave, you are bound to the master. You're not free. And if you get moved from that slave state to freedom, without transition, you're going to lose it. Because I lost it. Because when God was taking me to the promised land, I lost it. Because I had a problem accepting it. It didn't make sense to me. And at the same time, I was afraid. Because what if God let me down? And I have to go back to the house of bondage. And I have to go back to Egypt. I was afraid. And I was like, no, I didn't want to go to the promised land because I didn't know how to receive it. My mind did not change. My mind could hardly accept enjoying life. How can you go from slavery to being free? How can you enjoy freedom if you were being woken up every day to have to labor, to toil, to work hard every day? How can you go from that to, no, you don't have to? I could not comprehend that. I did not know how to function with that. And that's why God has to take us from that house of bondage through the desert and then to the promised land. The desert is necessary. It's a transitional stage and also the time for you to grow in faith. Because in the promised land, everything is based on God. The old ways in the house of bondage will be no more. So you need to trust God. You need to be taken through that stage of transition to be taught how to trust God before you get to the land that flows with milk and honey, where everything is based on God. The desert for me was the credit card, because I always dreaded debts and all that. And I let it go in the name of Jesus Christ. And going through that, I was blinded by the debts, focusing on the debts, focusing on spending credit cards. How are we going to pay that back? Because my old equation was your income minus your expenses should be more, if not equal to zero. So that was the same equation I was applying here. But God, when he takes you to that promised land, that equation doesn't apply anymore. You replace it with trusting him. Because if you read the Bible, you will see that through that desert, he provided meat for his children. He provided bread for his children. He provided water for his children. He provided a way out in the desert for his children. He provided light for his children. So you have to get to a point where you trust him. The old ways, the old equation ain't working here anymore. And all that was just confusing and hard for me to take in. In taking me through the desert of debts and all that, he's actually telling me, remember that the God that made a way out in the sea, the God that made bread rain from heaven, the God that made water flow out of a rock, the God that provided meat for his children in the desert for 30 days, can also make a way for me to the promised land. Because the promised land is called enjoying life. How can you be a slave and enjoy life? It doesn't work. You have to let go of that slave mentality. He had to work on my mentality. So when I realized that what he was teaching me was actually enjoying life, he wasn't teaching me how to spend money. He wasn't teaching me how to be in debt. What he was teaching me is how to enjoy life. And at this point, it's not even teaching me. He's the one carrying me. And I don't know what your desert looks like, but we all have a desert, and we all have an Egypt. And God, when you develop your relationship with him, he's going to take you out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, to the promised land. And he's going to get you through the desert. And I pray that you identify that desert. Because if you don't identify the desert, you're going to be fighting God like I was doing it. God's going to come and say, hey, let's go. And you're going to be like, no, I can't. I don't want to do it. I mean, God, the mighty God, the creator of heaven and earth, is going to tell you, let's go. And you're going to be like, no. And I'm sorry, God, for doubting you, for not trusting you. I need help. And thank you for helping me, Dad. It's hard, but it's not impossible. And I do pray that when your time comes and he takes you through the desert, because we're all going to go through it. Those are stages of life that God is going to take us through. From the moment you go with God and you develop a relationship with him, the journey has started for him to take you out of the house of bondage, through the desert, and into the promised land. When you get to the desert, remind yourself. And I say it again, remind yourself that trusting God is your only path out of that mystery. Don't apply your old ways in it. It's not going to work. If you have to, remind yourself every day, the God that made a way out of the sea, the God that made water flow out of a rock, the God that made bread rain from heaven, will make a way in my life. I might not understand what's going on right now, but I'm going to choose to trust him. Because he loves me, he's going to make a way out for me. So I'm going to choose to trust him. If you have to, repeat it to yourself every day, because you're going to need it. Because it's not easy to trust God, especially down here. And down here is where the work needs to be done. So remind yourself, trust him, trust him, and trust him. And that's what Holy Spirit has put in my heart for the church today. Underground preacher to the underground church. And I'm out.